You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2019 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. My name is Derek Gregoire. I'm joined by my partner, Matthew Peck. And Keith Ellis is not able to join us. As you know, we've been recording these radio programs remotely, given the times that we're in. And Keith is having some technical difficulties. So myself and Matt are going to take it from here. But we have a lot to get into on today's show. We get it, folks. You know, a lot of you are nervous, and as you should be. This is a health pandemic, and that's where first and foremost our thoughts and prayers are with the folks that are really on the front lines going through having issues, folks that have coronavirus, folks that have friends and family, right? Folks that have other ailments, whether it's outside of this, but now it's just tough to get good medical care in these times. And we understand that's first and foremost. And we realize that, we acknowledge that. But as a financial planning firm since 2003, we have to look at this side of the market, and we have to look at the financial, look at what's going on financially to make sure that you're okay. And it's okay to be nervous. It's okay to be scared. But again, what we want to make sure, we want to instill confidence with you so that you have some sort of a plan in place moving forward. It's critical to have a plan in place. So Matt and I are going to talk about a few different areas on today's show. First, we're going to talk about, unfortunately, we've seen a lot of companies that have had layoffs, maybe early retirements. And we're going to share plenty of stories that we've worked with in the past and clients that we've worked with on how we adapted to that situation. And, you know, you might be nervous right now thinking, I'm out of a job, my income stopped, I'm on unemployment, what am I going to do? I'm close to retiring. We're going to help you through that. We're going to give you ideas. Then we're going to share some resources available to you right now. What are some resources that you can use, whether you are laid off or whether you're working and everything's going fine, but you're just nervous about the financial situation that you're in. You're worried about the stock market. You're just worried about not having a plan in place. And then finally, during our market report, we're going to share a kind of a theory. Can the market predict the future, right? What does that mean? We're going to get into that later on today's show. But again, I'm Derek Gregoire. Well, I can't even say my name these days. And I'm joined by Matt Peck. Matt, how are you doing today? Everything okay?
Doing all right. I certainly have a wife that is slowly going crazy at home with the four kids that need teachers and schoolyards and friends. So mental health is a bit tough, but in general, physically, we're all good. The family's all good. Both in the house as well as my parents. And obviously, as you mentioned, Derek, we're in finance and we're helping people through this crisis, but thankfully I'm not in the restaurant business or work for a hotel or anything like that, or the people that are really feeling it either health-wise or financially. So I do look forward to today in the sense of kind of letting people focus on what they can control. I mean, you cannot control this. I mean, the sort of how bad the virus is going to be and layoffs and when the economy is going to, come back into line. But are there things that you can control? Are there things that you should be aware of and steps that you should take to at least get your house in order a little bit better? So I look forward to kind of letting people know of where those areas can be.
Well, Matt, I was laughing when you said that about Diana, because my wife, Kylene, she sent a message to my parents, and it was like one of those meme things. And it said, all those grandparents who are missing their grandkids right now, once this is over, you can have them for a month. Sincerely, a tired mom.
Yeah, is there a petition? If there's a petition, I'll sign that any day.
No, I know it's just different times that we're in, and the one thing I can say with confidence, you know this, Matt, we've been doing this since 2003. We were there in 2008, which was completely different because, you know, it wasn't lives being lost. You know, it wasn't like the same situation right now. But I truly believe our firm, SHP Financial, was built for times like this. And we didn't see this, we didn't know this was coming, but we're always preparing for the next 30, 40% market drop, right? We're always making sure that our clients have a plan in place and that a market correction like this is not going to deter them from their long-term goals, right? And it's so important because a lot of folks out there, I've found out that have been reaching out to us that aren't clients of ours, that haven't been, that do not have a SHP retirement roadmap built out for them. And they're nervous. They didn't, you know, things have happened. I get it. If you're listening right now, I understand if you're nervous and what's happening and you've seen the market volatility, your life's work is built up in your retirement accounts, 401ks, savings, properties. And all of a sudden people are getting laid off. People are dying in the country and portfolios are getting slashed, you know, a third or whatever the case may be. And we just want to be a resource for you to be able to help, Matt. And I think, you know, that's the one thing I'm so proud of our team here at SHP. I'm proud of obviously us three as partners, but obviously our clients as well have been so gracious and just to be there, to have them see what we built for them and why we built it for them. And it's easy when everything's going straight up. It's easy when the market's taking off from 2009 to January, February of this year. Everything looked great. That's the easy times. Now we want to see, you know, well, not, this is a bad phrase to use, but when the tide goes out, you know, whose pants are down. Is that the right phrase?
Yeah, no, it's true. And I think that, let me just jump back to saying about how, you know, about 08 and whatnot, because although it's a different cause of sort of like the sell-off and the recession and things like that, you're certainly generating similar stresses, you know, at least for people that thankfully are not have health issues, or they're just dealing with working from home or layoffs and whatnot, and you have a certain amount of similar fears, you know, similar concerns about, okay, how long is it going to last? Will we ever get back? I mean, you know, those that, are we going into an extended depression? I mean, when 08 was happening, it wasn't, again, the healthcare crisis, but banks were failing. I mean, these were big, huge banks like Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns, and, you know, right, you had these extremely big, well-known names that were just collapsing in themselves, foreclosures. I mean, it was a very scary time. That's like, okay, is it ever going to come back? And, you know, people are asking those same questions, like, oh, is it ever going to come back? Will our economy ever come back? Will we be able to gather again in groups? I mean, you're going to have these questions until it all eventually gets resolved. And so I think it's just that feeling of uncertainty, although the causes are different than 08, but I don't blame anyone for feeling, you know, high levels of stress and high levels of uncertainty.
And that's the thing with, if you're out there on this weekend, and I know, you know, the best time to do this would have been to build a plan would have been obviously 3 months ago, but there's no better time than now. You know, by waiting and doing nothing and having no plan, that's not going to help either. And we wanted to provide some easy resources for you on this call right now. And you might be sitting there saying, you know what, I just need to ask some questions. I need to get some help. And we want to be that resource for you. And if you need that, again, just, you can call us and set a quick phone call up with our team at 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777. But on the other end, if you're nervous, but you want to just learn and you want to see whether you've maybe been laid off of a job, or maybe you're getting closer to retirement and just wondering what your situation looks like and what your retirement plan is. What, do you have enough? Can you retire? Can you stay retired? And the most important question is, are you going to be okay? And we created three webinars so far for you to watch on different, and there's a couple of them. There's one, what to do during the coronavirus from a financial standpoint. There's one on the tax code and the Secure Act. And there's one on the top three things that you need to know about right now that you can act on from a financial planning and retirement standpoint. And these are no cost. I'd really highly recommend get educated. And you can do that and log in and watch these webinars at your convenience in your home by going to shpworkshops.com. Again, that's shpworkshops.com. You can sign in right there and watch it in the next few minutes if you have time. Again, that's shpworkshops.com. After the break, we'll be right back to discuss, are you out there? Are you worried about a layoff? Have you been laid off? Is there buyout or severance packages offered? We're going to discuss those options and what you can do right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're describing a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. We like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. And while we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio and then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
The news of the day sounds bleak. Schools are canceled, travel plans have been canceled, sports are canceled. But good news, your retirement has not been canceled. At SHP Financial, we're focused on the big picture and don't engage in fear-based decision-making. We know this too shall pass, and the future will hold tremendous opportunity. If you're unsure about the safety of your retirement income or exposure to market volatility, you must take action today. Start by watching our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On, available now by registering at shpworkshops.com. We'll explain what's happening in the financial world and discuss strategies you can put in place to help your portfolio weather this storm. Don't make decisions based on fear and misinformation. It's time to be confident in your financial team and retirement strategy. Register for our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On. Available now. Go to shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com and start watching now. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
All right, we're back here. It's myself, Derek Gregoire, and Matthew Peck of SHP Financial. And we talked about on the last segment, there's so many different scenarios out there where I mentioned we're getting a lot of calls from this show and other client referrals. And, you know, obviously we feel like we were built for times like this. And our clients know that they have a plan in place, right? And what I mean by that is we trademarked it actually. It's called the SHP Retirement Roadmap. And it's nothing to do with us. It's really about you. It's a plan for you, and the goal is to instill confidence in your retirement future by knowing that you're not leaving any I's dotted or, you know, making sure your I's are all dotted and your T's are crossed, because a lot of folks listening are worried because their whole plan is just a pile of statements. It's my 401k, IRA, 401k, but no one's really built a true plan. Their advisor, or maybe they've done it themselves, or maybe they don't have anyone or someone that's not doing a full plan, but a lot of times they come in and they don't have a plan for where their income's going to come from. They don't know when they can retire, if they can stay retired, how long they have to work, what their expenses are, when to trigger Social Security. They don't know what type of volatility is in their investments and how do we correct that. They don't know the future of taxes and how that relates. That's a big part of their plan as well. And what about healthcare and the cost of healthcare? And finally, estate planning and legacy. So those five areas, making sure you have an income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan, folks, that's a plan. That's what we call the retirement roadmap. And that's what we've done with our clients for years and years. And like I said, we started this company back in 2003. And Matt, I know we're going to talk about layoffs soon, but wow, those pictures you sent last week of myself and Keith at our old office when we originally started in Pembroke. Oh my gosh, those were gems.
Yeah, just real quick as a quick aside, that's a pure result of the coronavirus. That's a pure result of the quarantine because
I got it last Saturday night at like 11 o'clock or something.
Well, it's just, I mean, so here we are, like, so what do you do? Okay, we're at home, we're doing projects. So one weekend I cleaned out the basement, and then that weekend I was, you know, sweeping up the eaves, and we were looking at, and we just came across this sort of like an old, old picture box. And Diana, if you remember, Derek, she was like, these exist somewhere, we just know it. Now, not that we were searching for it, but we're like, oh, let's just go through this. And then sure enough, she found some pictures of us, you know, us three or us four, you know, we had an original partner way back when. And, but then a picture of that office where we first started, which was just basically a warehouse.
That gave me anxiety.
On the second floor.
That gave me anxiety. And I was, my kids were laughing. My two boys were laughing. We were 23, 24, 25 or so, you know, 17, 18 years ago. It's crazy how fast time has flown. Anyways, that's when we started the company. And so a lot of folks listening right now, we understand, and I'm so sorry it's led to this, but I know a lot of folks have had recent layoffs, Matt, or buyout options or severance packages. And when you have that happen, whether you're close to retirement or not, that creates two things. One, it creates potential opportunity to find other employment. Also creates opportunity if you have like an old 401k or 403b, you know, what do you do with that? In addition, it creates opportunity because maybe you're getting close to retirement and now you can look at what your options really are, right?
Yeah, no, and I think too, just to kind of pick that up, I mean, there's so much that happens. Obviously, you know, if you are facing a layoff or potential severance or some type of, you know, break from the job, I mean, certainly, you know, there's the shock of it. But I'm sure, I like to think at least, that people would want to know, you know, what does it mean for me long term? You know, let's say, for example, okay, I'm out of work for 3 months or 6 months or a year. I mean, you know, you mentioned about the lack of plans out there where people have portfolios. Like, okay, you know, a portfolio is not going to be able to answer those questions. You know, a portfolio isn't going to be able to say, hey, you're going to be okay for the next 3 months or 6 months, or how devastating is this financially to you? And so that's at least maybe you have, not that you want to have more time on your hands, but at least if you are laid off, you can begin that process of, you know, of reviewing and taking a hard look at it, and then making sure that you have a plan in place for whatever it may be, whether it's a, you know, quick recovery and, you know, by July everyone's back up and running, or whether it's an extended one, you know, and then we're taking a look, and Derek had mentioned it too, but then we're taking a look at expenses. Like, okay, hey, if the job is going to hurt, can we take a look at your what we're spending right now, and what areas can we continue to sort of cut a little bit to make it a little bit easier for you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you just, in a nutshell, if you get laid off and all of a sudden the initial panic, like, all right, the market's at an all, you know, getting hit at an all-time rate, up and down by the day. We are dealing with a coronavirus and I'm getting laid off at the same time. That's a lot. You know, that's a lot to deal with at one time. But when the dust settles and, you know, the sun comes up the next day, there is some things you can do from a planning standpoint. And that's what we want to make sure you have an opportunity to look at. Because I remember, for an example, Matt, a couple of years back, one of our clients, Ed and Joanne, and their situation's particular to them, and everyone's situation is very different. So this might not relate to you, but she worked part-time as it was, and he was making about $175,000, doing pretty well. And then a couple of years back in like 2017, when they joined our firm, he had got laid off, and he was going into Boston every day from the suburbs, and he had, you know, making up close to $200,000 or so a year. And they were about 60 years old. And so long story short, we were able to, number one, to take their old 403B, 401Ks, roll them to an IRA, and actually open up a lot more planning opportunities and investment opportunities that they didn't have in their current 401k plan. So that actually ended up being very useful in the long run. And secondly, he was trying to find another job. He was gonna have to go to Boston every day, trying to find another job with similar benefits. But once we sat down and mapped out their plan, in reality, he only had to make about $30,000, $40,000 a year for the next few years to get them to like 65 and when they were on Medicare, and then he could retire. So that's the thing. A lot of folks think, I have to get right back into the working field. I have to go back to work. I have to do this right away. And instead of looking at the whole picture, what are your expenses? How much income will you have coming in when you retire? How much have you saved? And then a lot of times we can say, hey, some people, you can retire at 60 and you're done. Some people say, that's great, but I still want to go back to work. But others, Matt, we've seen it in the past where we show them, hey, based on a really sound financial plan, you don't need to make $200,000 a year anymore. You've already worked and you're already 55, 60 years old. If you could just make 40, 50, it varies for each plan, but then that gives them the confidence. He doesn't, now he took another job, that he's been working at the last couple of years, he doesn't have to commute to Boston, and they're still getting by fine because they were going to have to do all that extra work and planning for nothing when they didn't need to, because they'd already saved up enough. So whether you saved up 500,000, a million, or 5 million, it really depends on what your goals are, what your expenses are. And that's why if you're in a situation right now where you have been laid off or offered a buyout or a severance, let us know. We're happy to help you walk through that situation to find the best way to plan going forward. We're here in the situation. You know, you probably got some lemons, but let's make some lemonade out of it and make the situation that might seem bad right now into something good. Again, there's two ways to do that. The first way is just to call and set up a quick either virtual visit or 15-minute phone call with our team. And we're happy to help you by calling 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. Or what I also recommend is we've made a couple different webinars that you can watch at your convenience when you're ready. But I try to act now so you can get the material. If you go to shpworkshops.com, that's plural, shpworkshops.com, you'll see our webinar series. And one of them is three things that you need to do right now during the coronavirus, or if you're going through a layoff, that you need to act on and understand from a retirement planning standpoint. So again, go to shpworkshops.com and you can sign up right there. Next segment, we're going to dig deeper into reputable or best resources available to you right now, whether you've been laid off, whether you're working and everything's going fine, or if you're just out there and you're nervous about the situation of our economy and the market and coronavirus. We're going to share some good resources that you can take advantage of. We'll get into that right after this break.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Don't be at the mercy of Wall Street. The erratic stock market volatility could cost you hundreds of thousands and keep you or put you back in the workforce. For those near or in retirement, large market downturns could be devastating to your future. So if you're over the age of 55 and aren't 100% sure that your retirement plan is protected, call SHP Financial today at 800-227-7777 for a retirement readiness review. It takes about an hour to find out if you're too exposed to stock market swings, if fees are eroding your gains, if you're paying too much in taxes, and if you're maximizing on your Social Security benefits. You can have the financial security you deserve. Take charge of your retirement and call the retirement team at SHP Financial today. 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or visit shpfinancial.com. That's shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back. It's Derek Gregoire here with Matthew Peck, co-founders of SHP Financial. As we mentioned earlier, we thank you for your patience. Obviously, we're not able to record next to each other in our studio during what's happening. And our third partner, Keith, he was having technical difficulties from his home office. So either way, myself and Matt are here. And we're talking about a few different important things on today's show as it relates to retirement. And this segment's really talking about letting you know what resources are available to you right now given the situation that we're in, and we're all in different situations, some of us are just nervous where maybe you have an advisor, maybe you don't, but regardless of the fact, you're just not 100% confident that you have a plan in place. And you're nervous, you're worried about, hey, what's going to happen if this continues? What's my retirement going to be? Is my nest egg getting cut in half? Additionally, we've also, unfortunately, talked to people now and over the last several years who have had situations of layoffs. And there might be some of you listening right now that are going through a tough situation, and maybe there's a layoff or a buyout opportunity or a severance. And whatever position you're in, we want to make sure that we can provide some help now. And Matt, I know we talked off air, but we also talked last segment about a story of one of my clients who this happened to him a couple of years ago, and he had to take a big pay cut. But when we had a plan for him and his wife and their family, they were fine taking a pay cut. He didn't have to go back to work in the city like he thought he was going to have to. He just had to find a job paying $30,000, $40,000 a year part-time to supplement his needs until they hit 65. So there's a lot of times planning can be done. And if you don't know, if you're sitting there and you just don't know and you have no clue if you're going to be okay, that makes it really tough. So on this, Matt's going to share some additional stories as well, but we have to make sure that we're here as a resource for you. We understand this is a different time. Maybe you have an advisory team that just doesn't seem to be reaching out to you, or maybe just not liking the answers that you're getting. We're here to help. And Matt, we had talked off air about you had dealt with the situation of a client getting some, was it a buyout opportunity or a severance package?
Yeah, it was more of a severance, but that's why I wanted to kind of go back to the layoffs. It just in general about how, I mean, it changes everything, but it is a couple of different things. I mean, number one is that it provides you an opportunity to take a look at things. You know, like you were, like Derek, you were sharing your story about your client, and you know, you were able to work it through to say, okay, hey, let's take a look and say, hey, you don't have to work full time. You're going to have to work part time. So now you really had a chance now, like a layoff forced the hand a little bit, but it ended up having a positive result.
And Matt, before I had a chance to meet with them, they called us this is back in like 2017. But the neat part is he was planning on going back to work in Boston. He was planning on trying to make another, you know, six figure high income, you know, grind it out type thing. And he just happened to be listening to us that weekend and had come in for a visit. And obviously now they've been clients for a few years, but they were under the impression because they lost their job and he wasn't 65 yet. He was 60 years old, around 60, 59 or 60. So in his mind, yeah, I have to go back to work. But again, when you look at it from a planning perspective and a goal perspective, that was the neat part is, yeah, he had to work, but he had his salary demands, what he had to make to cover them until they got to 65 and bridge the gap to retirement, was nowhere near what they thought they needed. So we could financially plan and help them get from point A to point B.
Well, I mean, absolutely. And think of it that way too, Derek. I mean, how often, like think about like when we're sitting down with clients and we're doing reviews with clients, I tell every single one of my clients to say, look, hey, you know, we're going to be seeing you soon as we normally do. But if there's what's called a material change, you know, I always joke around, like, don't mean to get all legal on you, but a material change, meaning that there's a health change or you lose your job, we need to regroup immediately just to make sure that, okay, what does this mean for you long term?
Exactly.
Now, unfortunately, for people that don't have a planner, and if you're facing the prospect of a layoff, well, you might not be able to have someone that you can rely on to say, okay, what does this mean to me? This you know, potential layoff or you know, lack of income. But I'm proud to say the fact that we can handle that. You know, because just recently, I'll just say Jim and Pam, Jim had retired about 6 months ago. And so he was working for a medical supply company out in Metro West Boston. And so he was, he was looking forward to getting out of there. He'd been there for about 30 years. But then Pam was still planning on working. But out of the blue, and we're still trying to figure out whether this was due to the virus or not, but out of the blue, she gets a letter to say, hey, I have a severance package that's on the table, and you need to decide in 2 weeks' time about whether or not to accept a severance or whether or not to accept a layoff, basically.
And so we were, you know, Pam was planning on retiring, you know, she was in the accounting world, but she was planning on retiring about 2 or 3 years. And, you know, she still felt like she had more to give, even though, Jim was okay, but, you know, she still wanted to work. But now suddenly there's this letter, you know, in her mailbox saying that, okay, hey, do you want to accept a severance with these, you know, it had health insurance benefits, and we kind of combed through all of it. But the big picture or the big thing that we were able to help out with was that we were able to work it into the plan in our planning process to create a what if scenario. Like, okay, what if Pam did receive this, you know, take the severance package, you know, which had about a year and a half worth of income. I mentioned it had some health insurance benefits attached to it as well. So we took a look, you know, we kind of broke it off. We said, okay, here was the original plan. All right. And that was our original expectations. And here is sort of plan B or plan A or whatever you want to call it to say, okay, now you retire about 6 months earlier. You know, you have a little bit lower income, but spending's the same, you know, your risk tolerance. Again, we're reviewing their entire scenario like it's almost brand new. And then, okay, we crunch numbers. So at the end of the day, she saw that she could accept that severance package, or she could accept the layoff because of the fact that although it did make a difference, I mean, obviously you lose income, but long term, it didn't make enough of a difference for her to have to go back to work. And it was just so rewarding because I'm just trying to imagine people that don't have a plan or don't have someone to rely on to crunch all those numbers, to provide resources to say, okay, hey Pam, check it out. We ran all these different reports, and here's what it's telling us. So now that she can confidently answer that letter or that, you know, request. And so even though we had to kind of scramble a little bit because we only had about 2 weeks to kind of come up with this decision, it, at least having a plan in place allows her, or again, working with a firm like ours, allowed her the, as I said, the confidence to be able to make that decision and to know what the long-term consequences were to be of a short-term layoff.
It makes a lot of sense. And I think that's what we're trying to get. It's sometimes I lose the best way to frame it in terms of wording, but I think we've been talking on the radio since maybe 2008 or 2009, since we started the show, and we started the company back in 2003. And obviously, you know, our same people, same, you know, myself, you and Keith run the company, but, and, you know, obviously grown a bigger team, and our team means everything to us. But because we have about a 30 person team here at SHP, what I think it does, Matt, is it allows us to do. Too many people that I meet with come in and they only have a portfolio of statements, and we've been harping on it, but now you can see what the difference is between a plan and a portfolio. Like if that person that you met with, Jim and Pam, let's say they hadn't come aboard on SHP, they might've just been sitting there and saying, you know, that if they had a broker they work with or someone who just picked stocks and bonds, that person might say, yeah, put it in the market. You should be fine. And yeah, but there's not a plan. Like, why is it fine? How do we know we can retire? How do we know we can stay retired? And that's why I always say it. A lot of times folks like that are listening right now, many firms, unless you have like $40 or $50 million, you're not going to get a ton of services beyond just an investment portfolio. And so at SHP Financial, that's our big differentiator. Yes, we charge a fee when we're managing our clients' portfolios, but that covers the advisory fees from picking the right portfolio, allocation, investment. It covers all the investment fees, but it also includes all the planning fees, which I think if you're close to or in retirement, that's even more important to have a plan to know, to make these decisions. If there is a layoff, do I take a buyout? How do I structure it so I'm going to be okay? And my spouse is going to be okay? How do we plan financially so that we're not worrying? And the three resources I want to make sure that you have available right now at your fingertips. Well, four actually. One, if you just need some help and you're going through a situation, you can't wait to download, you know, webinars, give us a call. We're happy to help you walk through the situation the best we can, even if it's just a phone call to start. The number to call is 800-227-7777, and we're here to help. We've been doing it since 2003. Again, 800-227-7777. Or if you have some time on your hands right now, given the situation, and you want to do some research, these are the three resources that we have available. We have three webinars. Matt recorded one, and it's on what to do during the coronavirus from a financial planning standpoint. Keith did another one that has to do with the Secure Act and the tax law changes this year. And then I did a third one, this is Derek here, on the three things you need to know about right now during the coronavirus and the three financial plans you have to make sure you have taken advantage of. We have these available for you on our website, shpworkshops.com. So all you have to do is go to shpworkshops.com. You can watch one, two, or all three. Just got to put your name and information and you can download it and watch it at the in the comfort of your own home. So again, that's shpworkshops.com. Get educated. This is what we're here to help. After the break, during the market report, we're going to have Matt Peck, our certified financial planner, talk about can we predict or can the market predict the future? Think about that for a second. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. At a time when the world feels like it's filled with fear and panic, we remain calm. When others are making rash decisions based on emotions, we remain vigilant and committed to sound strategy. At SHP Financial, we are dedicated to helping our clients achieve their retirement goals through any type of challenge. We were here to help our clients through the Great Recession, and we're here now to help you get through this dark time as well. That's why we created our Keep Calm and Retire On webinar. It's available now. Register today at shpworkshops.com. Nothing lasts forever, and we will recover from this too, so it's important not to panic. So if you are not confident in your current plan, have concerns about your exposure to market volatility, or are worried about your retirement income, this webinar is for you. Register today for our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On. Available now. Go to shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com. And now, it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
So each and every week, we are joined by Matthew Peck as part of our weekly market report. Matt will never admit this, but obviously he has a lot of credentials with his CFP, Certified Financial Planner, CIMA, Certified Investment Management Analyst, but really just trying to bring as best as we can some information on the market. And we've been teasing throughout the show that we're asking you, can the market predict the future? So Matt, what do you mean by that?
Well, Derek, I always like to tell people or sort of remind people that the market is a very forward-looking animal. You know, people say, okay, well, what does that mean exactly? Well, the market is less concerned about what's happening on a day-to-day basis. It's more about where are we headed? You know, what does the future hold? And at times you can glean some insight as to whether things are going to get better or worse based on the direction of the market. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not perfect. And, you know, the market has a tendency to either oversell and be, you know, kind of more bleak and more grim than it needs to be. And that's certainly on the positive side as well. Sometimes the market is way too high than it should be. So it's not something that is 100% accurate. But I do have some examples to kind of show how the market itself, as it says, not really living in the present. It's not living in the now, man. It is. It's really forward looking as to where we're heading, anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 months. And you're starting to see this, or I can give you a whole bunch of examples over the past year or the past this year, 2020, you know, COVID-19 examples of how really the market is predicting the future to a certain extent pretty accurately.
So what you're saying, Matt, is that sometimes there's news that, you know, getting really bad news, yet the market's going up. Or, you know, sometimes there's good news and the market's going down. And how do you, what does that mean?
Right. And think of it this way. So let me kind of talk about, you know, when the sell-offs first began. I mean, the recent, like kind of like, again, I'm just talking recent history, right? You know, so here is the COVID-19. Here is the impact that we're all feeling right now. You know, and we've said a number of times, and we can't say enough about the, you know, the sadness of the massive loss of life that's happening locally, internationally, everywhere. And so, but just to talk economically and market-wise, the markets themselves, it was late February. You know, this was 6 weeks ago. you know, before, you know, and I don't hold me to this, but New York may have had like one or two cases, you know, and it was weeks ago that the market had that dramatic sell-off. You know, I mean, there wasn't even a death in New York, most likely at that point. You know, but the market's selling off 25, 30% before anything even happened. And so you get the idea that in late February, the market wasn't saying like, oh, what's happening now? It was projecting out, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ahead as to what the direction was. And, you know, it's funny, both good and bad. But, you know, I talk about how we're going to do things differently, or my vocabulary has gotten better, because just on a quick aside, it's like, Derek, if you asked me 6 weeks ago or 6 months ago what community spread was, I'd say, oh, community spread is when a community gets bigger. And it's like, no, actually, community spread is a really, really bad thing. And so it's like, oh, okay, now we're all a little bit more experts on pandemics than I think any one of us wanted to be.
Correct.
So, but let me also bring it up to more recent history. So on April 2nd, the jobless claims, you know, the unemployment claims went up to 6 million. I mean, it was the biggest day ever, not just smashing records, but if you ever see a graph on it, it's just almost comical, because it's kind of bouncing around for years and then literally, you know, more than it's ever done ever. I mean, it's just remarkable how much of a shock it was, or if you look at the graph and the number of people that were filing for unemployment. But on that very same day, April 2nd, the S&P 500 at least was up. So it's like, wait a second, the market was here. Here was, you know, the worst unemployment numbers in American history, and the market was up. And it's like, yeah, because again, the market is 2, 3, 4 weeks in advance. You know, they already knew that. I was like, oh, that's old news. You know, it's like, oh, we knew unemployment was going to be bad, you know, 3 weeks ago. You know, so you kind of get the idea that it's not living in the day of the event. It's looking into the future. And that's why, you know, even this recent week, it was like, wait a second, why are we even thinking that the market is, you know, most analysts were saying, oh, the market's going to test new lows and it's going to get worse and before it gets better. But yet the market was relatively positive, at least at the beginning of the week. And it's because, no, they're looking at these numbers in Italy and Spain, you know, kind of coming down. And not that there's still people getting infected, there's still pain, and we haven't even begun to, you know, handle or manage what it's going to be like to, you know, begin to, you know, lift these restrictions. Because, like, Derek, think of it this way. If we lift these restrictions and then it flares right back up, well, we're going to go right back to where we were. So that's a process that's going to need to be managed. And so none of that is clear, but yet you're starting to see positive movements in the markets because they start, it's like the beginning of the end, if you will, you know, or whatever it may be. So that's kind of what I mean by saying that the market predicts the future, because as you can tell, it's not living in, you know, April, whatever it is, it's living in sort of late April or even early May.
And it comes down to the same thing that we've talked about for a while is, you know, the clients that we deal with and that we serve since 2003, our belief is always, you know, having a proper hedge in place and the market money, your market monies need to be long-term. You can't be relying on them in the short term. And we have a lot of times we'll try to make the market money be 10 years or more before our clients need it. Even if they're 70, we'll have other buckets of money put aside. And it's really like your offensive money versus your defensive money, you know, defensive money, like a football team, you know, not going to make as much when the market's up, but obviously isn't going to lose as much or anything if the market's down. But when you're offensive money, that's where the volatility exists. So you have to make sure you don't need it for quite a while, because as Matt's talking about, sometimes the market's forward looking and sometimes just you look at numbers and it doesn't always make sense what the market's doing. But over time, if you look historically, it's always almost worked out. But you need to have a plan to have that time, right? You need to make sure if you're getting close to or in retirement, you have that plan so that you can have the time that the market needs to do its thing. And so we mentioned earlier that right now, in this segment, every single week we put out a weekly market report. It comes out in email form. It has our previous radio show, has our webinars included, and it has some good information like Matt just talked about on all things going on with the market. So if you want to get access to that, to the weekly market report, there's no cost or anything. Just go to shpfinancial.com and you'll see weekly newsletter. You can sign up right there. Again, that's shpfinancial.com. You're just putting your email address and maybe name in, and you'll begin receiving that weekly email. Stay tuned, though, after the break. We're going to leave you with our top couple of takeaways from today's show. You're not going to want to miss these. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. The news of the day sounds bleak. Schools are canceled, travel plans have been canceled, sports are canceled. But good news, your retirement has not been canceled. At SHP Financial, we're focused on the big picture and don't engage in fear-based decision-making. We know this too shall pass, and the future will hold tremendous opportunity. If you're unsure about the safety of your retirement income or exposure to market volatility, you must take action today. Start by watching our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On, available now by registering at shpworkshops.com. We'll explain what's happening in the financial world and discuss strategies you can put in place to help your portfolio weather this storm. Don't make decisions based on fear and misinformation. It's time to be confident in your financial team and retirement strategy. Register for our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On. Available now. Go to shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com and start watching now. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So Matt and I spoke about a lot of different areas pertaining to your retirement and your retirement plan. Right now, I mean, I think I want to ask you a quick question based on where you sit right now in your own situation. So are you the type of person who thinks that in the middle of a crisis, you're better off to freeze, or are you better off taking action? Or you put it differently, are you the type of person who thinks that when things are coming your way, that you should just sit there and let them happen to you? Or are you more the type who thinks you should step out of the way and maybe change your approach? And Matt, I think I'm bringing that up because right now there's a lot of uncertainty. There's some chaos. There's, you know, people are losing jobs. There's real, real things going on. The question is, what do we do about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was your big takeaway from today's show on all the things we discussed, from layoffs and, you know, things going on with the virus and the resources available? What is your big takeaway?
Yeah, really, it's two. I mean, first, let me just jump back to the market report in that, you know, but by no means, even though the market might be able to predict with the future where we're heading with all of this, by no means does that mean that you, me, or anybody else that's listening can predict where the markets are going. So it's something that just keeping in mind that you can follow it, but never think that you can sort of read the tea leaves and figure out where it's going next, because the market might know where the future holds, but you and I don't know where the market holds. But also, too, I do want to go back to the layoffs, about the idea that, you know, a lot of people are suffering or may be suffering from layoffs, at least the threat of layoffs, and also, you know, significant impact on their portfolios. And so, you know, the beauty of, you know, these types of times is that it really is an opportunity to assess where you are. You know, because all these things that are happening are significant changes that are going to affect your retirement. You know, whether you're laid off or not, it's going to affect your retirement, you know, and what your plan was. And so I think everyone needs to know what that is, what that impact was. I mean, we're proud because our clients, we can walk through each one of our clients, okay, here's exactly what it means to you. We have no idea how this pandemic and stuff like that's going to end, but here's what it means to you so far. And I think everyone needs to have that security. I think everyone needs to have that knowledge in their plan or lack thereof. And that's really what I want to encourage people to do is, you know, it's a lot of scary stuff, but really what it is at the heart of it is an opportunity to take control of your own situation and find out how big of an impact it does have.
And that's the thing, Matt, if you're just clinging on to hope the market comes back and when's it going to come back, and your whole life is based on your portfolio in the market, if your whole retirement plan is based on that, that's scary. So I can see why you might be nervous right now, right? That's my big takeaway is obviously what's going on is making everyone nervous. We're all there. We're all right there. But I think just knowing if you had a plan in place, if you had what we call the SHP retirement roadmap, you're walking in a situation where you have a little bit more clarity on what it means to you, and you can make better decisions by having that, in my opinion. And so if you think about where you are, I asked you this a little bit earlier in the segment, right? But if you, like we talked about, I'm not sure. And Matt, we've been talking about this for a while now, but people approach things differently in times like this, right?
Mm, absolutely.
And so if you're the type of person who thinks in the middle of a crisis that you shouldn't freeze or panic, but instead that you should take action, here's what I recommend you doing, right? Sitting there and doing nothing isn't going to help if you don't have a plan in place. And the best way I can advise you is to go to our SHP workshops page. We literally made these webinars for you to become educated on all things retirement. There should be three there. One's on the market volatility and the coronavirus that Matt recorded. One is Keith recorded on the Secure Act and how that affects the tax laws going forward. And I recorded one on the top three things that you need to know about in any situation, whether you're going through a layoff or whether you're getting ready to retire, what type of plan do you have to consider? And so it's right on our website. They're all available for you to download. It's a perfect time to take, 30 minutes or so here and there and watch the videos and become educated. So again, if you're the type to not panic and take action during a situation, I think that's a perfect resource for you. So again, go to shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com. If you can't find it, you can find it just by going to our regular website too, shpfinancial.com. We hope and pray that everyone's safe and stays safe during this crazy time. In time, this will pass, as we know. In the meantime, hope everyone's doing well. And we thank you so much for your support. We'll talk to you again next week right here in the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.